He's my all and all. He's my all and all. Every day I praise Him, on Him I only call. He's our bread when we're hungry. He's our shelter from the storm. He's the rock in a weary land, and this world can do no harm. Christ has come, and we join Him. We take His hand and closely cling. Going to the top of the mountain, and this world we gladly leave. He's my all and all. He's my all and all. Every day I praise Him, on Him I only call. For we've come into the city, that new Jerusalem on high. Yeah. Soon our bodies they will follow, where our spirit has now arrived. Yeah. Being clothed in fine linen, now death has lost his sting. We've been given complete redemption, since we've heard the trumpet sound. He's my all and all. He's my all and all. Every day I praise Him, on Him I only call. Every day I will praise Him, on Him I only call. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. Amen. Aye. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Day 11 today. Amen. Good to see everyone this morning. And amen. Just appreciate the Lord and appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ that gave His life, as we sung that song at Calvary. What a great God did span. Amen. Thank you, Brother Don, for requesting that. Amen. I love that song there. Praise the Lord. All right. This morning, if you will, please, turn with us into the Book of Romans in the 11th chapter. The 11th chapter of the Book of Romans. And we'll start off reading there today, and as is the way we usually do, we will also have other scriptures to bring in, and it makes it good when here a little, there a little, amen, line upon line, precept upon precept, and that's the way it usually go in the Word of God. Amen. So this morning, I want to take a thought that you haven't heard me take before, and I know for sure that you haven't, because I haven't never ministered on this line of thoughts before today, using this title like and introducing what I'm going to be introducing to you. My title is Introducing Christ to the Jewish People, Repaying Them for Introducing Jesus Unto Us. And we may not use all that title, maybe too long a title, but that's the thought anyway. Introducing Christ to the Jewish People, Repaying Them for Introducing Jesus to Us. Amen. So we'll take that thought, and you'll understand as we go along. But let's pray before reading. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You now, God. We just come praising Your name and thanking You, Lord, for Your goodness and for Your mercy upon us, Father. And Lord, as we've gathered together here in your name, you said all the way through time, you said, I'll be in the midst. But now, Lord, you're not only in the midst, we're in you as a member of your body, baptized into the body of Christ by one Spirit. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now bless us and anoint us and help all the hearers of the word to receive from it that you're giving in Jesus Christ's wonderful name. Amen and amen. All right, the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. And I'll start with verse 13. Paul writing to the Romans here. And he speaks of taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And then, later on we understand how the Jews and Gentiles blended together, and the Jews heard it as well as the Gentiles. But the, verse 13 says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office." Amen. Now I want you to notice that Paul's aim and his calling was begin to lay the gospel out to the Gentiles, because the Jews already were quite acquainted with God and with the things of God, but the Gentiles were not. If you'll go to with us, well, we're not going to read here in the Word, but you've heard it. Paul went into a certain area, Corinth, I believe it was. Was it Corinth where there were so many different altars to so many different gods and all, but there wasn't the one that was to Christ or to Jesus, you know, and it weren't the one to the Lord Jesus Christ. There was the different gods, but there was one that says to the unknown God. Was that at Corinth or whatever? Well, anyway, it was one of the places Paul went there in the book of Acts. Amen. So, if Christ, Jesus Christ, Messiah, the King, and all those things were totally unknown to the Gentile world, other than the fact that they knew about a place called Jerusalem, and them people up there, they worship some kind of God and all, you know. But they worship many gods. That's in the Bible, you know, when the heathen would find out that Israel worshiped one God, they would make the comment like something like this. Their thoughts would be, "You mean you only have one God?" You know, because they had a God for this, a God for that, Jupiter, and all kind of gods. We find that in the Acts, the 19th chapter there, and all those there was a great economy making images to gods, you know. Well, when Paul began to preach and said, "Them images ain't no God," you can read about the uprising. They turned the people against Paul and said, the main leader of it, we'll say the big union leader or the head man of the ones making the image says, "You see, brethren, how our occupation's in danger. This one comes presenting another God and against our images, and we're going to be out of business if we don't stop him, because he's saying our images are not gods," you know. So it went out like that. But Paul came preaching to this type of people and began to introduce to them. Now, he didn't introduce Jesus as Messiah, because they knew nothing about a Messiah to come. And Paul didn't introduce him as Jesus, a king that's going to come and set his throne up in Jerusalem. That probably threw him out anyway, because they didn't respect the Jews much anyway. But he come preaching Christ to them, Christ Jesus, and begin to bring it in that Christ. Now, Christ is, he came on the day of Pentecost in the first leg of his coming. And as he began to preach Christ to them, then the Gentiles, many of them, began to rally to what he was saying. And it was quite a while there. It was basically to, he kept saying, God told me to go to the Gentile. But along towards the end of Paul's ministry, amen, he began to talk about one body that has neither Jew nor Gentile. And that by one Spirit we're baptized into that, and said God's broke down the middle wall of partition and made of twain, both Jew and Gentile, one new man. Amen. So we see Paul began to bring it out. He began to preach, and the Jewish people, some of them began to really get interested in it. And they began to want to know more about this Christ Jesus, you know. And that, of course, we've had this. I believe we mentioned last week in the 16th chapter of Romans. It mentioned there, and Barbara went on, did some research and find out the those that were from the different nation, and Priscilla and Aquila, they were Jews, but they had a church in their house, see. And so the Jew and Gentile began to come together basically on what Paul was preaching, even though the Jewish group was that believed in Jesus and believed that he was coming back this earth to rule on earth, they believed, but they didn't go with Paul too much. We find that in Galatians chapter 2, where that when Paul went to one of their meetings there in Jerusalem, this is Galatians chapter 2, 6 through 9, he took Titus with him. And Titus was a Gentile, remember. And they wanted him to be circumcised. Amen. Because that was the Jewish. They were still keeping the law, basically. Except the Christian Jews, they weren't killing a lamb so much. But most of all the other things, the Sabbath days and all these days. And Paul said, I'm afraid of you. You keep Sabbaths and new moons and so on. But he came with a gospel to call out a people of the Gentiles. And as he called out a people of the Gentiles, some of the Jewish people were automatically coming in, hearing what Paul had to say and believing it. And they became the engaged virgin to become the wife of the Lamb, see. While the other Jewish people went on their own way. Now, we get this real good in Romans 15th chapter, and I don't think we'll get to it right now. But Paul, he says, talking about the ministry of Jesus, amen, he said he came to confirm the covenant to the fathers, you know, that what God, the fathers was the Jews. God made promise to them, to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the Jewish people, that a king would come. And he told David, he'll raise up a son to sit on your throne. Amen. And on the promises go. So Jesus couldn't go to the Gentile world. And he commanded his disciples not to go. That's in one of the places in Matthew's, the 10th chapter, told him, go not to the Gentile, go not to the Samaritan, and go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. So Israel came, and they presented Messiah, presented the king to us, but Paul, he brought it in a different way. Amen. Not looking for Jesus to come back and set up on the throne to take over and put down the enemy, as much as Christ being in you. Because Paul said, you are dead and your life is hid with God in Christ. See? Amen. And then over there where Peter and James and John and the other apostles were over at Jerusalem, Paul came. This is Acts, the second chapter that I just told you where it found. They saw that Paul had the gospel for the Gentile. And so they told Paul and Barnabas, said, you go to the heathens, go on to the heathen, and we will go to the circumcisions, you know, separating it out, making the gulf wide between the Gentiles and the Jewish people that were looking for the coming of the Lord in a different manner. We find in the third chapter of the book of Acts, as Christ began to move in the Holy Ghost among the Jewish people, not among anybody else at this time, but among the Jewish people, that they asked Peter, will the Lord restore? Will the Lord restore all these things, or when will it going to be? And Peter spoke this. He said the heavens must retain him until the times of restitution. Amen. Then God will send Jesus back to this earth, see? And of course, that will be after the tribulation period. But all of this over, it completely ignores a great truth, see, that weren't made known to the Jews at that time. Amen. And it was only made known through Paul, and that Christ would come. We read in the 1 Thessalonians, that Paul spoke of the coming Lord, and it was entirely from a different viewpoint than what Peter presented it. Amen. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we've gone over it quite a bit, so I don't need to read it here, but he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ is going to rise. Amen. When we which are alive and remain to be changed and to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, nowhere did Peter or the Jewish people speak of being caught up to meet the Lord in the air. They spoke about the Lord coming back to start his kingdom, which he will. Amen. But there was something hid in there. And Paul said, it's a mystery God's made known to me, this mystery which is hid from the foundation of the world. And for the Gentiles, amen, we find Revelation chapter 10 that Christ come back to earth not as the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming that way. But first Christ comes as a great spirit for us to be baptized into. Amen. And that's what the Jews have not ever had, that gospel. Amen. When the Jewish part of the church fell away, the Gentile part of the church fell away, they went into the dark ages. And of course, the Jewish people, you can get the history on this. The Jewish people, in most all cases, went back to doing the things that you see today in their worship. They got the candlesticks and they got this, but they've added a whole lot of things. They'll put a little skull cap on and dress in a certain way and on like that. They're looking for the coming of the Messiah. And the Lord's not going to disappoint them. The Messiah is going to come back to this earth. Amen. And he is going to come put down the enemy. He is going to come and sit on his throne there in Jerusalem. He is to be the king of the earth. Zechariah said, there shall be one king, amen, and his name one. Amen. Now that is all so beautiful and so true, but we're leaving out and skipping an entirely different situation. We're leaving the wife out totally when we speak like this, see. And we're leaving the Gentiles out totally when we speak like this. Now, Paul, as an apostle, first he came to reach over here and get the Gentile. And those Jews, they did not like that. Read Acts 21, chapter 21, where Paul went back up there trying to get them. Amen. Trying to get them to see what he had. Well, they didn't want what he had. They had what they wanted. They were waiting for the Messiah. They was doing the sacrifices of a certain kind, but they were believing in Jesus as the Messiah. Amen. But we believe in Christ Jesus. Now, I looked this up. I had it wrote down, but I don't know what I've done with it. But I believe in the entire Bible, it speaks of Christ 100 times, with the exception of Paul. But Paul spoke of Christ 400 and something times, a little over 400 times. When Paul talked, he talked about Christ. Amen. But when the Jews talked, they talked about the Savior, the Messiah, and those things of that nature. That was their terminology. Amen. And when they looked for Him, they looked for Him to come that way as the Savior. Not one place in the Bible did Peter ever tell you that the Lord was going to come back and we were going to be called up to meet Him in the air and that go through the marriage. Not one time did He talk about being engaging you to a virgin. Not one time did He talk about being married to Christ and becoming bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Not one time did He talk about Christ being our righteousness in the way that Paul did, see? Amen. So we see here, now, the Jews, they indeed let us know there is a Savior, and He's coming back to earth. He's going to take over this earth. There's a millennia. Amen. That's made out, made so clear and laid out in the, especially in the Old Testament books, the later ones coming up, Zacharias and the different ones, and how God's going to, Zacharias chapter 12 is going to be fulfilled soon, where the Lord's going to anoint Israel, and they're going to take over all their land. All nations will be against them, but they're going to prevail because God's on their side. And all these great things we preach, all these great things we believe, and all these great things we see coming to pass, but that leaves out something totally, it totally closed the door to what we're doing and what we're saying today as far as revelation. We are not looking for the Lord to come back. We're not looking for God to give us great victories in taking land. Amen. We've got our land. We've been baptized into the body of Christ, married to Him and become His wife. Glory to God. And here we are today, see. Now, Paul came as an apostle to introduce the Gentiles to the Messiah and to the Christ. Well, the Jews didn't receive Paul then and haven't since, with the exception of the predestinated. With the exception of those that Paul said your names were in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, with the exception of those that by revelation God revealed it. Amen. So we must look at the Word of God the right way in order to come out in the right place. Amen. We must see there's Christ. Christ is the Spirit, that's the anointing, it's the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ, see. Amen. That's what came out of Him on the day of Pentecost in one leg of His coming. And that was to get a Gentile people engaged. Amen. And the Bible says there in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, that Paul, he says, I've come to get you engaged, a spouse, as a chaste virgin to Christ, that I might present you unto one husband. In other words, he was looking for a marriage, and that was the purpose. Now, nowhere in the Jewish gospel, amen, do you find such writings as that. Amen, but I'm here today to introduce to the Jewish people the same thing, amen, as they introduced us to the Messiah, the King, and what would take place. Amen. I'm so glad we know that. I'm here to introduce him to the wife of the Lamb, which is the Christ in the earth. Amen. That came back in Revelation chapter 10, and it's totally hid to them, but the predestinated that is to be part of the wife of the Lamb, they'll see it, they'll receive it, and nothing can stop them. Amen. So, introducing Christ to the Jewish people. That's what we're doing. We're introducing Christ. And, I don't know if you watch. There's several Jewish programs, religious. Sometimes I'll watch them. And what they do and teach is just, they're as far off of what God wants as far as even the Old Testament concerned the worship as the Catholic is in the Gentile world. Amen. They've gone to, many of them gone to eight candlesticks. And I was pointing out yesterday, I believe it was on the Jewish station, the barber, where the young folks were doing something like a rock and roll, something like that, dancing Jewish people. And they had their little skull cap on, and I don't know where they're getting that. It's not in the Bible, see. Amen. And they had their little shirts on with strings hanging down. Amen. And that's supposed to protect them. Well, where did they get it? Some tradition, that's a figment of the imagination of some rabbis back in the dark ages. It's not in God's word. Amen. But we're here to introduce Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just the Messiah. They know about that. They know He's coming. And they offer a lamb. Now they offered, a lot of them offer a chicken for the sacrifice. But they'll say next year in Jerusalem. How many of you ever heard? Next year in Jerusalem. That's what they'll say. Because they want to get that temple ground back. And they will. They're going to get it back. And they will begin to kill the lamb again and all these things and go back into that type of worship as much as possible. Amen. But they need different things to do. They don't have the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, but they can elect them a high priest. And they've got their robes and, I was reading there on the Jewish thing where they've got the golden pots and whatever they need it to be in the temple for the worship. And they'll do that. Amen. But I'm telling them about Christ. Amen. To those that has an ear to hear, yes, that's going to be. Amen. But it's not going to produce very much because the Pope himself is going to come in there to Antichrist and sit in that temple at the middle of the week and be worshipped as he's God. Amen. While we're in glory rejoicing. But there'll be a few people that knows what's going on, see. But as they introduce the Lord Jesus, the King, to us, I am here to introduce Christ, amen, to the Jewish people, saying He's already come. Amen. Amen. He came in Revelation chapter 10. Amen. And come on, Jewish folks. Amen. And accept the message that'll put you right in the part, being part of the bride, or not just the bride, but the very wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. Can you say amen? And let's break down that middle wall of partition again. And that's what I'm doing this morning. And most of the folks criticize me a little bit because I would dare to speak against the way that the Jewish have their priest and their all those things. And I saw a lady, it was on the, in fact is we still have it on the tape where we taped Jewish Pro. And she's a, they made her the priest, a rabbi. She's a rabbi. One of the big rabbis out in, and they got the Reform Jewish, whatever they call it, Reform. And it's worse than the Catholicism. She wants these moral issues and all. She's instructing them. She's head of it. She's instructing them to make room and even have separate facilities for like gender, those have gender transgenders and all that. We welcome you. We want you in. And instructing those that are under her as what they call rabbis instead of priests. Rabbis to how to talk to them, how to be good to them, and how to be sociable. And bring those people in. Well, when you bring a lot in, you're going to wish you hadn't brought it in. But with them, that's all right. But we're talking about something entirely different. We're talking about introducing the Jewish people to Christ. Amen. Not to just the Messiah. They know that. Amen. And they know He's coming to earth. They know he's going to sit there as king. But by his side's going to be a why. There, the Bible says the Lord and his Christ. Amen. That's in the 11th chapter of the, is that the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation? Amen. About the Lord and his Christ. They can see the Lord, but wonder, here going to come his Christ, which is his wife. Amen. Just like Adam and Eve, praise God, God took the spirit of Adam, all the feminine attributes and so on from Adam, and created Eve, his wife. And Paul brought it in that and used the same example, and that we would become bone of his bone, flesh of his spirit, flesh of his flesh, and have his spirit. And he says that we'll be part of him, see. Amen. We'll be baptized into Christ, not into Jesus, not into the king. We're going to sit by the king's side. Amen. We're riding in the second chariot. Amen. We're keepers of the king's paper and riding in that second chariot. Amen. Like Joseph over there in Egypt, he rode in Pharaoh's second chariot. And there was nothing above him but the king. So there's a Christ wife in the earth that carries his name. Amen. And we're introducing Christ to the Jewish people as they introduce their Messiah to us in the other times. Hallelujah. Well, introducing Christ, it makes them the wife when they accept it, see. Amen. When they recognize it. They're not just looking for the king to come back. And when the king come back, they'll be still right here on this earth. Those Jewish people that died during the times of the early church there, Peter and Paul and all of those, amen, they're going to stay right there in the ground, amen, till the end of the tribulation period. Glory to God. And when God's going to raise them from the dead, but when he does, they're not going to just see the king sitting on the throne. They're going to see his wife sitting by his side, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. And they're going to get the surprise of their life. As they showed mercy, as we received of their mercy, now in return, we show our mercy to them. So here's a message introducing Christ, amen, to the Jewish people as they introduce Jesus unto us. Amen. As their Messiah. Now, I'm going to read some more here in Romans. Amen. I may get to 15th chapter. I don't think I'll have time, but if I do, it'll be, we've done it before where it talks, Paul said, I am the ministry of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, to you Gentile. Because Jesus couldn't go, Peter couldn't go, James couldn't go, John couldn't go, but God had a man that could. Amen, that loved those Gentiles. And he said, I am the apostle to them. Not Peter, James, John, but Paul. Amen. And he introduced Christ to the Gentiles. Amen. And that's why you will read over and over and over and over, Christ Jesus, Christ. You're dead and your life's hid with Christ. Amen. And when Christ come, amen, you'll be like him. And the Lord himself sent him. It's all in the Spirit. Hallelujah. With the Jews, it's all as the king. Amen. But let me tell you something, Jews. The king has a wife, and she has his, she has the Christ part of his spirit. She has that part of the name. Amen. That she, the Lord and his Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, now, let me get here on the, continue on what I'm reading here in the, I could get the whole chapter of 11th chapter because it deals along those lines, but if we do, we are not going to finish it up in a goodly manner. But, in Acts, I'm going to say this, but don't turn to it, but turn to, hold on to 11th chapter. In Acts 13, 44 to 49, Paul went and preached to those Jews. Amen. They didn't like it much, but the next week, the Gentiles, he indicated that the Gentiles could have this thing. Well, the Bible says the next week he agreed to speak to the Gentiles now. And the next week, the whole city came out. Amen. Well, those Jews, they got jealous and they were angry, and they began to contradict and blaspheme everything Paul said. And Paul, they threw him out of the city, but Paul shook the dust off his feet. Amen. And he said this. He said it was necessary, watch this, for the word to be preached unto you first, but seeing you have rejected it and put it away from you, said, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, for thus did the Lord command me, saying, I'll make you a light to the Gentiles. Amen. Well, that's what we're doing today. We're telling the Jews, amen, there's a light, and Christ is that light. He's the light of the world. We're introducing Christ, amen, to the Jews, just as they introduced the Messiah to us. Peter on the day of Pentecost, and thereafter, they introduced the Messiah. Amen. They introduced the coming of the Lord. And when Jesus went up the way, they saw him go up. Watch. When they saw him go up, they saw him as a man going up into heaven. A cloud received him out of his sight. And he said this. The two angels came and stood there, and they said, this same Jesus, not Christ, this same Jesus that you see go up, he will come in like manner. Is that right? But we find Paul writing it a little different from that. A different story on that. That's in Ephesians chapter 4. When he says, he that descended is the same that ascended far above the heaven. And he led captive those he took with him. Amen. Those that are raised from the dead to their place of abode, see. Amen. And when Paul spoke of him, he spoke of him coming in Revelation. And Paul said this, God has made known to me this mystery that has been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And now we're making known to you this secret that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world, that Christ come back in the Spirit, and there's three parts of the ministry, the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, which is sounding right now. And this is what raised the dead and changed the living. Amen. And we'll be called up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. That's the Christ that came back in Revelation chapter 10. Amen. He put one foot on land, one on sea. The Bible says that I was studying on that, and I want to bring this in here. I was studying on that when I was doing the book of Revelation in 79. There we was doing the interpreted book, the first kind. It was printed in 80, the first printing of it was. And I was wondering about put one foot on land and sea. And I just left my Bible open, went on to bed. And no sooner did I lay down, I fell asleep. And I had a short dream, but it was a powerful dream. Amen. I was in this dream, I was walking down through the meadow towards a farmhouse. And you've heard the story many times. It's on the site, on the website. Amen. And I walked up to the old farmhouse. It looked like it was pretty much broken down. But all of a sudden, the door opened. And here stepped a man out. And he had a bullhorn in his hand. That's a loudspeaker. And he put it up to his mouth and he said, remember the feet. And there I was wide awake. Amen. I got up and read that. One foot on land, one on sea. See that land over there? That represents one foot on the right foot on the sea, left foot on land, I believe, whichever way it goes. But that was when he came, first part of his coming, it was Christ. When the Jews receive the Holy Ghost, they receive a portion of the life of Christ, see. The first leg of His coming, see. Amen. And they went forth, but they didn't receive this gospel that we're preaching now. Amen. Of the coming of Christ, spiritual coming. But Revelation chapter 10 shows the fullness of Christ both legs of his coming. And Paul looked down through the telescope of time and says, you've got all these other things till we reach the fullness. It takes both legs of his coming to be the fullness. And when God introducing this to the Jewish people again, he's not going to go hopping into Jerusalem on one leg. Amen. It's going to be the fullness of Christ. And I'm not talking about the coming of Messiah. Get that out of your mind. That's an altogether separate thing. And it takes place about 7 years later. Amen. And after the 70 week of Daniel starts, see. Amen. It takes place. That's when to the Jewish people, see. After the rapture, about 7 years. I'm not going to put exact dates. Could be a bit before or a bit after it starts. Amen. But the wife and those Jews, hallelujah, that have heard the word, those that are like Priscilla and Aquila, those that are like Apollos and some of those others maybe, amen, that heard what Paul said, and you couldn't prize them away from it with a big prize bar. You take Timothy, you take Titus, and they just stayed right with it, see. Amen, although the Jewish realm of Christianity was progressing, amen, and going on until about 70 A.D. when Jerusalem was destroyed. And then the Jews were taken to all nation captivity and so on, sold for slaves and what. And from henceforth on, when you find a Jewish congregation, they're doing much like they did in the Old Testament, see. Amen. It went down, 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 but they were still believing in Jesus, and their hope was that we'll return back to this homeland. Their hope was that we'll get back, we'll build that temple back. Their hope was that we'll offer that lamb on the altar for our sin, and on down and on it went. And that's the way it shakes out today. Amen. But while all that was going on, there was a church coming through seven church ages, basically in the Gentile realm. Amen. And they got away from the word and so on. That's why they didn't get the little book that Paul wrote, that they got a portion of manna. See, the Bible says, to them that overcome, if you read the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, it tells about seven church ages. They got, to them were given to eat of. Now, that's important how that's worded. It was given to them to eat of that hidden manna that was in the Ark of the Covenant, see. Amen. Typical of the little book here. Those words are symbolical. But in other words, it was given them to eat, it was given them enough to eat of, to give life to that soul, because the body fell in the earth and decayed. Amen. But they ate enough to bring them up. But here at the end time, when he brings back the little book down to earth, Christ, which he has come, and he gives to his wife the book, he said, eat it up. Up. Eat all of it. Amen. It'll be bitter on your stomach, but it'll be sweet in your, be sweet in your mouth, bitter in your stomach. That's coming through Revelation chapter 10, which we've come through. Amen. And come right into Ephesians 4:13 through 16, where we've reached the fullness of the body of Jesus. No. Amen. Are we baptized into the body of Jesus? Absolutely not. Amen. Are we baptized in the body of the physical king that's coming back to sit on the throne? No. We're baptized into the body of Christ by one Spirit. Amen. And our baptism, that makes us part of Him. Amen. Make us bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, spirit of His spirit. Amen. Mind of His mind. Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ. Amen. Listen up, Jews. Amen. Would you like to be part of the wife of the Lamb? Amen. Then here's the gospel. Hallelujah. As you introduce the Messiah to us, we introduce Christ to you. Hallelujah. And here it is. It's bright, shining as a bright light. Amen. It's here to give you life. It's here to translate these mortal bodies. It's here to take you out of this earth before tribulation begins. Amen. Before that temple's ever built, them lambs, offering them lambs and all, and the two prophets coming over there. Amen. How many knows it so? I'll tell you, I'll tell Barbara, that woman that was on TV, that was a, what was her now, a rabbi, head rabbi. I said, wait till Moses and Elijah get here. Amen. Elijah, we see that Elijah spirit over there with old Jezebel. Amen. With hard, cast her out the wind if there's anybody here that feared the Lord. Them eunuchs cast her out. Amen. The chariot run over and the dogs licked her blood just like he said. Well, that same spirit of Elijah's back again. The called judgment, close heaven that it rain not. Amen. On one of them Jewish prophets. Amen. And they're going to tear them folks up good. Amen. They're going to rebuke Israel for making a covenant with the old Antichrist. Amen. They'll say, if you believe the Messiah coming, you believe Jesus coming back, you believe in your Messiah, why accept this man? Well, Jesus foresaw and knew they would do it, the reprobates. Amen. He said to them, says, I come in my Father's name. What did they do to him? And you want to kill me. You rejected me. Said, but when another one come, if another come in their own name, him will you accept. And they'll accept that Antichrist instead of the real Christ. Amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Amen. But there'll be some in there that'll go against, they won't go along with it. That's why those under the fifth seal, the first part of it, they were slain for the word of God, you know. They didn't know nothing but the Old Testament. But they held on to it to the best of their knowledge. But that's when Hitler and Eichmann, under Hitler and Eichmann and all them, you know, that's under the fifth seal. But the only half of it was open. But then we had a man reveal what the other half was, not in time, but in Revelation, say. Amen. Saying that explained to us about the Jews, the trumpets, and so on. There'll be a people ain't going to go along with that. When the Antichrist goes in there to be worshipped, to sit there as the Christ, amen, all hell's going to break loose in Jerusalem. There'll be a time of trouble like has not been since there was a nation. And the Pope will bring his armies in there and kill and slaughter. And everyone, not only the Jews, but everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord. That's Revelation chapter 7. It shows the tribulation saints. Amen. They'll give their life. Hallelujah. They'll wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb and make them white. Who will he persecute? Them that fear God, them that serve, and also them that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Those that missed the rapture, those that weren't part of the bride, come in, they'll slaughter them. But praise God, God will have a group that's already gone into hiding. Amen. The woman, when they were given orders, when you see certain things take place, get out of Jerusalem. Just like Jesus said when Titus came in. You remember Jesus said, when you see the armies gather around, said, get out of here. Get to the mountains. Go, because it's going to be sore punishment. And they were even eating, some of the women were killing their babies, eating the fruit of their womb. I remember, I believe it's Josephus in his writing. That when the army had surrounded, cut off all everything, they had no food, and it was such a great famine, they'd pull their shoes off, boil their shoes to eat the shoe leather or whatever, make a soup out of it of some type, because they were starving to death, dying by the thousand. But there was some thieves going around breaking the house as if someone was holding out on them. So they found some, they smelt food cooking. So they bursted into this house to get it. And what they saw was so horrifying that they ran out in horror. It was a woman cooking her own newborn child. Even those hardened criminals and crooks, they couldn't handle that. They ran out into the streets. Amen. But God said there'll be sore punishment upon the land. Amen. Because they rejected the Messiah. Now here come Christ. Amen. Christ is coming back as a bright shining light. Amen. And it was said about Paul, they that sit in darkness, you'll be a light to the Gentiles, delivering them from the power of Satan to the power of God. Now here's a message sent. It'll deliver the Jewish people. Amen. Those that want Christ, those that want to be part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. It'll bring them forth. Hallelujah. Make them part of this thing. Amen. They'll not be in there when all that trouble takes place. It was said that in Jerusalem there are those that took heed to Jesus and left us. Not a one of them was there in the city to go through that. They got out. Well, praise God, there's a way for us to get out even before tribulation starts. Hallelujah. Amen. The wife of the Lamb's going to be get out here. So what my job as an apostle in this hour? Amen. Paul was the apostle to introduce the Gentiles to this message, to Jesus, to the Messiah, to Christ. My job is to introduce those of the Jewish realm. Amen. As part of it, at the very end time, to those that want to be part of the wife, those that want the righteousness of Jesus Christ, those that want to go up, those that want to be married to Him, clothed in fine linen, clean and white, and go up in the rapture, there is one body. This message breaking down any wall between the Jew and Gentile, making one, just as Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, that He has broken down the middle wall of partition, making up twain, two people, one. Hallelujah, making one new man. Glory to God. That new man is, amen, the man Christ Jesus, and we're baptized into that. And we do His work so much, express Him so much, that you can't see the wife without seeing the man Christ Jesus. They can't look at you without looking at Him. Hallelujah. He's the King of Saints. Amen. Israel's gonna be the king. The Messiah is going to be the King of Nations, Israel. Amen. But I'm telling you about the King of Saints today. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Here we are with a message. Glory to God. Opening doors. Hallelujah. Opening doors that's been sealed closed. Opening doors that they said couldn't be opened. And there's people today in the land, a lot of them say Israel never accept the Lord until the two prophets come. And they'll say, stay out of Israel. The fact is, God told Brother Brown it wasn't time. He said, stay out of Israel. Not time for this. Not time to go in there. Well, praise God, time has elapsed. And we know that the Israel natural will stay right where they're at, and they're not going to accept being the wife of the Lamb. Just like these denominational churches out here, you say, I'm the wife of the Lamb, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. I believe Don told me sometime back, a good while back, he let somebody hear one of these, gave him a CD or something, said, what did that preacher mean, we're the wife? What's he talking about, the wife? Where's the church? Amen. Yes, there's a church, but there's a wife. Hallelujah. She's the one that's baptized into the body of Christ. She's the one that become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. She's the one that recognized He's come. Amen. In Revelation chapter 10, and gave us that word, and we've ate it up. Praise God, and now we're prophesying. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Woo. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. So, is there hope? Yes, there's hope. Not only for us, but there's hope that God, that'll reach in. And He, I believe, according as it was in the Word of God there, with Paul, those Jews that heard it, they were just, it was just like a magnet drawed them to Christ. Amen. And they become part of that engaged virgin. And now those that hear it and are drawn to it by this message, by this light, this is the light going forth. There's a light that shines forth to those that sit in darkness. When Jesus came forth down the seashore of Galilee, the Bible says to them that sat in darkness saw a great light. Well, here's a great light. Amen. And his face shined as a sun. Glory to God. Amen. And here he is, Christ back in the earth again. Amen. Not one person. Amen. But the body, Christ is the Spirit that came down and we're baptized into that Spirit and become that very Christ. Amen. He shared his name with us. Glory to God. Not as Messiah. Amen. The Messiah is going to come. Yes, he is. Somebody says, well, you're trying to preach against what Peter said. No, I believe what Peter said 100%. That the heaven must retain him in that realm far as he could see it until the restoration. Then God would send Jesus and he'll come sit on his throne. Amen. But remember, that was before the book of Revelation was written. Amen. John saw him coming back. Amen. Coming back on white horse, the power of the word. And they that were with him, amen, were clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's only one group in the Bible in this New Testament time that's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And what is that fine linen? It's the righteousness, and this message of righteousness is going out. Amen. Some will get hardened against it. Amen. But because they reject it, they can't go backward and they can't go forward, see. Amen. They're stuck in their way. Glory to God. And therefore, when tribulation comes, amen, when the rapture takes place, they'll be preaching, well, the Lord's coming back some days. The Lord's coming back, and he will. Amen. But what you don't know is this, that there's a people that left, amen, before the 70 week of Daniel begun. Can you say amen? And she comes back to earth. I was telling you the other, some weeks back about a friend of mine. He was saying, now Ben, if I understand what you're saying right, you believe that Jesus comes before the tribulation. Said, but if you'll just read your Bible, he says, he said, you'll find out that Jesus don't come back till after the tribulation period. Amen. I said, you know something? You're exactly right. I said, but Christ comes back before the tribulation began and picks us up. We're changing. He raised the dead, those that are to be part of the wife. Amen. And us that's living, he's changed in a moment, twinkling eye, and we go be with the Lord. Then we come back. Amen. How many says that? Then we come back. It's so simple if you'll read the Revelation. Now, let me read this, you know, just got a little time left. Okay, I'm sure want to read this scripture here. I'll just begin reading and try my best stop preaching long enough to read a little bit. Amen. So this is the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, where we're at. I'll start at verse 27. This is my covenant. Unto them I will take away their sin. That was to the Jews. Now watch that. As concerning the gospel, they're enemies for your sake. And we've saw that. They're enemies for your sake. If you don't believe it, read what went. Everywhere Paul went, see what they did to him. See what they did in 13th chapter. They threw him out of the city. They stoned him and left him for dead many times. See what happened when Paul went and tried to tell Peter and try to get in there. Amen. Yes, they're enemies when it comes to what Paul preached, to the point that they said, Paul, you and Barnabas, you get out there to them heathen. We'll preach to thee. But watch what it says, Paul writing later here. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. In other words, what Peter said is going to be exactly like he said it would. Israel is going to be the leading nation in the millennium. Amen. There will sit the king and his wife by his side. Amen. Now, verse 30. Why is it this way? Let me get just a little water. Let wet the vocal cords. Amen. Try to get in the verse 29 says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." What's he indicating here in this particular setting? It's true in every situation, but in this particular setting, there's promise he made to Israel. See, there's promise he made to Abraham. There's promise he made to David. Amen. Their enemy, as far as the gospel concerned, still is in many cases. But as far as election, God's going to bring them into what he promised to in that great millennium. But watch what it says, verse 30. This is some of the things I'm going to get. "For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief." In other words, that when they rejected it, God turned to the Gentiles, which were all in accordance with his plan, so that he, and then verse 31, "So, even so have these also now not believed." Watch, why? "That through your mercy they might obtain mercy." Here it is, Jews. Here it is. You can have it. Glory to God through your mercy, through the fact that through the nation of Israel, a Messiah come, and you rejected God eternal, and we receive your gospel. Amen. See, that was a, Paul said, and I'm not going to connect this together too large because we've done, Paul said in the book of Galatians, amen, talking about the seed, you know, the Jews always, we're Abraham's seed and we're this. Paul said that Isaac wasn't the seed that Abraham, the prophesied one. Amen, says Christ is that seed, and through Christ you're made part of what everything Abraham had, you're part of it. But watch, "even so, these also now have not believed that through your mercy they might obtain mercy." In other words, we giving what they gave us, what they brought to us, we're giving it right back to them. And by our mercy, that's why I say, a lot of people say the Jews and Antichrist and this, that, and the other because they don't believe. That's not right. They're following what God ordained. But here's a message that want to reach out and make it inclusive of the wife of the Lamb to go up in the rapture. The rest of it's going to come as God ordained. I'm going to read this here. Verse, I'll try to talk where it'll come out good and clear. Verse 32. "God had concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy on all." In other words, he made no difference, Jew and Gentile here, when it comes to this gospel, Christ, to be the wife. Amen. He concluded, all of us in trouble, Jew and Gentiles, he's saying. God concluded all in unbelief. Watch what he said. Then, why did God do it? "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out." In other words, who would have known God would do it this way? Who would have known them 12 apostles coming out there, that outside of that group, God would strike a man down and say, "Go to the Gentile." Amen. See, that's the wisdom. That's the unsearchable wisdom of God. And Paul said, "He made known to me these secret mysteries that's been hid since the world was." And now verse 34. "For who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has been his instructor, his counselor?" Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. Watch now. "Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompense unto him again." He's showing what Paul's saying. This thing, what you're saying, this is what God's doing. It's by his wisdom. And he knew it all along before the world was. He'd do it just like this. So Jews, it's not a disgrace. Amen. You don't have to belittle yourself to come in and accept this gospel of Christ, to be the wife of the Lamb, to be baptized into the body. All this is by the unsearchable wisdom of God. And then the last verse, I like this verse. It says, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. In other words, you glorify God. There's a good sermon on that. But I'm going to read it. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. Glorify God for it, because who ordained it this way? God. Who could have figured it out? No man. No man could instruct God. Amen. But here it is in this hour. Who would know the Gentile world would fall apart? They'd go in apostasy. But in all that, there'd come forth a little group that loved Jesus, that become part of Jesus, that's baptized into Jesus, that's the wife of the very Son of God. Amen. And now the Jews receive our mercy and come in and be part of it. Those that can hear the word. God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your love, goodness, and mercy. And I pray, God, that you'll take these words that we've spoken here today, God, that you'll take them and use them for your glory. And may the hearers of it, amen, may those of the Jewish lineage, may they say, I've never heard it on this order. I want this. I want to be the wife of the Lamb. I want to go out in the rapture. Oh, God, we pray and ask this. We ask for your mercy. As we receive the mercy of the Jews, God, we freely give mercy and pray you give mercy to those that are of the Israeli people, God. Oh, God, to bring in, break down the middle wall of petition and make one new man the wife of the Lamb. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray that you'll bless each one. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.